are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
With soul and sound, we begin Neon Jazz. That was tenor saxophonist Ed Wiley Jr. with the song Sleepy off a 2006 compilation called In Remembrance. The Houston native was one of the early practitioners of a loud, full sound that led to blues, R&B, and ultimately the pride of America, rock and roll. Wiley's bold, soulful delivery established him as a mainstay of the post-World War II music world. In later years, after more than a decade away from touring and recording, Wiley would reemerge on the jazz scene, touring and recording with many of the leading musicians of the genre. Although Wiley never abandoned the rich, soulful style he honed during his early years, his later recordings showed a greater appreciation for bebop. Wiley made it to the age of 80 and left behind a trove of music and a legacy that no one will ever forget. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town making jazz memories from yesterday, present day, and well into the future, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you a lineup of improv in precise motion. This next tune on the program is a good compliment to Wiley. This is B. Shields with the 2010 song Monday Nights off his album called Bits and Pieces.
Kimmerly, Kansas City jazz pianist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was guitarist, composer, and arranger, the great Bill Frisell, with a chill little tune called Convict 13 on a song that featured Dave Holland on bass and Elvin Jones on the drums. Dave has been one of the leading guitarists in jazz since the late 1980s. He puts an eclectic spin on his music. He is known for using a huge array of effects to create unique sounds on the guitar, and he's one of the best out there in jazz plucking the strings. Speaking of guitar, and Kansas City specifically, here's the great Mike Matheny teamed up with his brother, Pat Matheny, who recently was inducted into the Downbeat Magazine Jazz Hall of Fame, and rightly. Here they are with the 2001 song Ta-Ta For Now off the Close Enough For Love album.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was classic jazz cornetist, bandleader, festival director, club owner, manager, and a mentor to young musicians, Mr. Ed Pulsar, with the song Farewell Blues off the 2006 album called Statesman of Jazz. This melodic, mellow-tone cornetist with a unforced delivery led jazz bands while attending Princeton University and studying engineering. All the while, he was heading towards a promising professional baseball career. After a concert at Carnegie Hall, Ed decided to follow the music instead of baseball, and good for all of our jazz catalogs. These days, he lives in Brooklyn and New Orleans with his wife Judy, and in 2012, he was inducted into the Atlanta Jazz Preservation Society for unyielding commitment to the preservation of our beloved American art form of jazz. And again, rightfully so. Let's get back to the sax on this here hour of Neon Jazz. Here's the man known as The Sound, Stan Getz, with the 1949 tune, The Best Thing for You. ¶¶
Chicago trumpeter Marquise Hill giving a big shout out to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was trumpeter Ivan Stokes with the tune "Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans" off the 2006 album Just Friends. This cat got around in his career while playing with the likes of Lou Donaldson, Charlie Singleton, Cecil Payne, the Buddy Johnson Big Band, amongst many others. He was busy and good. Our next act on the program is from the prolific Four Mills Brothers with one of their 2000 recordings that they had over their career. This is the 1932 song "Shine As They Did" off their album called Four Boys and a Guitar.
Baba biddy 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 day, 'cause my hair is curly, just because my teeth are pearly, just because I always wear a smile, like to dress up in the latest style, 'cause I'm glad I'm living, I take these troubles all with a smile. Just because my color's shady, that's the difference, maybe, why they call me Shine, sway your blues is, why don't you shine? Start with your shoes is. Shine each place up, make it look like new. Shine your face up, I want to see you wear a smile or two. Why don't you shine your these and those is? You'll find everything's gonna turn out right fine. Folks will shine up to you. Everybody's gonna have to do you. You'll make the whole world shine. Oh, chocolate drop, that's me. 'Cause why?
My hair is curly.
Man's got curly hair.
Now just because my teeth are pearly.
Also got pearly teeth.
Just because I always wear a smile.
Oh, keep on smiling.
Like to dress up, babe, in the latest style. 'Cause I'm glad I'm living. I take these troubles all with a smile. Now just because my color's shady.
Use a shady, baby.
That's the difference, maybe. Why they call me
Baba Biddy 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 Dee? Did 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 do did do 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 do. Shine away your blueses. Shine, start with your shoes. You'll make the whole world shine.
This is Kansas City bassist Gerald Spates, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great Kansas City bassist Gerald Spates teamed up with Stan Kessler and Rick Bruner with the song Soul Station off the album Just for a Thrill. Gerald is one of the foremost bass players in Kansas City, and he has played with legends like Jay McShann and Claude Fiddler Williams, and he's also been on albums with national musicians like Herb Ellis, Rob McConnell, Marilyn May, Gary Foster, the Woody Herman Orchestra, and the great Karen Allison. He's very active on the festival circuit, and along with playing that jazz these days, he is the adjunct assistant professor of jazz string bass at the Conservatory of Music and Dance at UMKC. Here's the grandiose big band of the 1930s, or one of them, the Mills Blue Rhythm Band with the tune Jazz Cocktail. Drink up, kids.
The Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was violinist, arranger, composer, and leader of swing dance orchestras and big bands, the great Jerry Gray, with the 1952 song One Stop Boogie. He was known for his work with popular music during the swing era, and he was linked to the most famous band leaders of that time, Mr. Artie Shaw and Glenn Miller. He wrote many of Glenn Miller's arrangements during the late 30s and early 40s. There's always someone behind the mask. Staying in the era, our next song in this hour of tasty music on Neon Jazz comes from the King Cole Swingsters with the 1940 track Nevermind Baby. Thank you. That was the great Yerk Southern Five with the ragtime tune from the 1920s called Railroad Blues. Leading us away from this hour of jazz on a high note is a nice track. Teaming up is going to be Father and Son with the 1995 song Buggy Ride off the album Joe's Cool Blues. Here's Dad Elias Marsalis on the keys and son Wynton Marsalis on the trumpet. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a nurturer of eardrums all over the world, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you like to hear. Just let us know that you're out there in radio land. We love to hear from you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.